Yennis, are you there?
At your service, sir.
What you got for me?
Uploading visuals, sir.
I'm sorry to break it to you guys. It does not go away. It gets better, but it doesn't go away. There's times when my husband can be so romantic and that ugh feeling comes and I feel so disgusted with myself and I feel so bad because I see that, you know, he's being so sweet. That ugh never goes away.
Woman tearfully explains why broken women can never be fixed. Pure gold. Welcome to Manage Your Highlights Daily. The message of this channel is to protect yourselves at all times. And in order to protect yourselves, you need to know what or who you need to protect yourself from. This channel is made for educational purposes. It's not to hate on women or bash them. We do not hate women. Matter of fact, we want to give props to the woman in this video for sharing her story so we can learn from it. This is pure gold. She has all kinds of stories on her channel, and we will put a link to the story in the description because we are only highlighting a specific part of her story. And yesterday, we highlighted the movie Tully, and this clip stood out.
Just don't make it personal. Why don't you just tell her you want to change the scenery?
Why? Why do I have to lie to her? Why can't I just be honest and say that we're better off without each other?
Because you'll hurt her. And if you hurt her, you'll regret it. Girls don't heal.
Girls heal.
No, we don't. We might look like we're all better, but if you look close, we're covered in concealer.
Fuck.
We highlight movies because they are based on true stories, and we wanted to give you a real-life story similar to the clip from Tully. Now, before we get into this, we have to let her speak for about 3 minutes so you can have a better understanding of what she's talking about, because it's a story about her sleeping with someone's husband. Now it's time for us to get into this and do what we gotta do, because she.
After I told Baltimore what she needed to hear, like yesterday, brake checked my ass, boom, I slide to the dash, and she thought I was being dramatic, but no, she was like, she was trying to do like a little, you know what the motorcycle people do when they're like trying to like flip one wheel. It felt like that. I was like, damn. And I knew it was coming, but my little toxic ass was ready for the thrill. I was really ready to risk it all because in my little mind, I really thought like me doing stuff like this, I was getting points from that dude, you know, from the ex. And he'd be like, oh, you're so down for me, blah, 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 blah. But in reality, he did not care. Wasn't going to save me. Nothing. Did not care. Ashley Brake checks me and tells me to not be so dramatic, to get up and sit straight ahorita, which means right now. And I knew she was pissed because her voice was going. So, you know, she was screaming loud if her voice was going. And I just couldn't help but kind of giggle. Now, I don't know why I had this like little toxic trait where it almost felt like as I like think about it, like I was transforming into somebody else. I was kind of like excited, not gonna lie. I was kind of excited and I even smirked when I kind of sat up because again, I'm mad, pissed, frustrated. And I'm trying to get these brownie points for this dude. So if he sees that I'm loyal enough, I don't know that he will fully love me and I will be loved. And it will be that kind of love that is just like, oh my God, everyone just desires and wants. I really so cold-heartedly wanted that. And it really trips me out because I was a freaking baby. I remember feeling this way even when I was super duper young. I remember being like 6, 7 and me wishing on my candles, on stars when we see shooting stars. I remember just being like, I just want to be loved. I just want to like grow up already. I just already wanted what I have with like my husband. It was so weird. And it always tripped me out why I was always like feeling that I was always such like in a rush to grow up. Like it really made me sick to my stomach at times that I already wanted to like play house with the husband already. I already wanted to. I already wanted to grow up because I felt nasty with like what had happened to me. So I was thinking, and like I came to realization, and my therapist, and even as I'm talking to you guys, I realized so much where it's like at times my therapist tells me things and like it doesn't click, and then as I talk out loud it clicks. I felt so nasty because I was touched so young that I was so ready to play. I was ready to play house so that feeling wouldn't be there no more, because I thought like, okay, I won't have this feeling with my like my husband, my boyfriend, because this nasty feeling that I have of being gross and like feeling touched, that like I'll be touched by my husband. Does that make sense?
This absolutely makes sense. It's called a coping mechanism. There are all kinds of different ways people use to cope with difficult and or traumatic moments in their lives. Some ways are better for coping than other ways. And in this case, she's using an avoidance coping strategy. Dennis.
Avoidance coping involves cognitive and behavioral efforts oriented toward denying, minimizing, or otherwise avoiding dealing directly with stressful demands, and is closely linked to distress and depression.
So she actually uses another feeling as a substitute for the nasty feeling she has because of her traumatic experience. And that does not solve the problem. Matter of fact, it causes more problems. Let's take it a step further.
And I was just like, I just wanted it. And I feel like that's why I put up with so much with my ex too, because I just wanted to play house already. I was so ready to play house. I just wanted to just, because I really thought that feeling was going to go away. And you guys, it doesn't. I'm sorry to break it to you guys. It does not go away. It gets better, but it doesn't go away. There's times where my husband can be so romantic and that ugh feeling comes. And I feel so disgusted with myself. And I feel so bad because I see that, you know, he's being so sweet. That uck never goes away. And it really pisses me off that like us who have been touched go through this, and those people who have hurt us don't get to have that uck feeling, that they don't understand, that they don't just traumatize us, you know, those times. It's for life that we have this. It gets better. I promise it does get better. But it doesn't completely go away. And it freaking sucks. Like, it sucks. I wish there is something that I can do. I feel like as I'm talking to you guys more, it does help. But I would be lying if I say, like, it has completely gone away. It doesn't. Like, the craziest, smallest things will trigger that ugh feeling. And I'm like, I thought we were getting better. It's just crazy. We just find different ways to heal and to kind of like get over it, you know what I'm saying? But it's just like...
This is where I'm talking directly to you guys, because we men, ain't we? This is not your problem. This is not your responsibility. What happened to her is terrible. I do not wish this upon anyone, but it's not our job to fix these women. It's not our job to make women happy. Did you hear what she just said? Her husband is doing romantic things for her, and he is so sweet, and yet she feels nasty, which means this is a problem that she has to fix herself. I'm not saying a man can't support her, but do not come here broken. This is why you take these women on coffee dates, if you still think it's worth dating in Western society, because the majority of modern women, I'm talking about millennials and Gen Zs, are broken. The loneliest generations, the most single generations, the generations of women with body counts higher than the predator himself. Every time these women sleep with a man, his DNA remains in her system. Why do you think these women need therapy 24/7 for life? It does not go away. Fellas, you need to know who you are dealing with. And I'm telling you, women will always tell on themselves. Just let them talk long enough. Just ask them the right questions. Protect yourselves, fellas. A lot of women have no business trying to get into a relationship. Just because you have a degree, a job, and wear expensive clothes does not make you valuable. You can't make this stuff up. We have videos that expose this foolishness. These women are presenting themselves as the prize while they bring nothing but dysfunction and chaos to the table and have the audacity to blame men for their issues, the foolishness. Let's take it a step further.
I hated when I would get into this mindset of like, I don't care about consequences, da 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 da, you know, like those Mari babies where they're like getting all crazy and the moms are like, I just don't know what to do. I would get like that, you know, or I would get so hot. At times I thought, you know, little Lex is a little bipolar baby because how, if I was pushed enough, I would just turn into Jade and like, let's do it, you know, and how much I would fight and stuff. Like, that's not normal to be fighting that damn much to like that, you know, it was not okay, but I was hurting, you guys. I was really hurting, and I just really wanted something. And that was the toxicity that I wanted.
Women know exactly what's going on. This is exactly why women love the quote-unquote bad boys, because the bad boy takes away the pressure of being a good woman, being something that she is not. And in this case, she doesn't feel like a good woman, and this feeling remains. It does not go away. There's a reason why people say you can't make a hoe a housewife. There's a reason why people say once a cheater, always a cheater. One of the most difficult things to change is your personality. That's why you have to watch out for these chameleons, wolves in sheep's clothing. It's like Mike Tyson said, everyone has a game plan until punched in the face. These women are so used to toxicity, dysfunction, chaos, and instant gratification that when there is peace, their system rejects what's actually good for them. This is why women project their own insecurities and thoughts onto us men. Because they know that women are responsible for the hookup culture. They know that women bench these good men. They know women are addicted to that instant gratification and have to go cold turkey when they hit the wall. Don't feel sorry for them, guys. This is a problem that they need to fix themselves. Don't be a bench warmer. Don't be a cleanup man. Put yourself first. Have some standards, damn it. And whatever you do, protect yourselves at all times. Manosphere, we working. This video has officially been highlighted.